It's time to get expert advice. Fantasy football players, call 799-1250 right now and have your questions answered by rotowire.com's fantasy football insider, Kevin Payne. Brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Catch all your sports action and enjoy their award-winning fish fry every Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah, get your questions in right now, 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from rotowire.com is Kevin Payne. Kevin, Radio Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Radio Joe, I was about to say, Bart, you sound a little different this morning, but...
Yeah, this ain't Bart. All right, well, you ready? Let's get right into this because we've got a lot of people chiming in here as we get closer and closer to playoffs for many leagues in fantasy football. We'll go out to the phones right now at 414-799-1250. Scott on the south side, you'll lead things off with Kevin Payne.
Hi, I'm in a standard league. I need two out of these four. Sammy Watkins, Scantling from the Packers, Kerryon Johnson, and Kenny Galladay.
Love Galladay's matchup this week. He had a tough matchup last week. Still had a good stat line. So go with Galladay. And then I'm going to say go with Valdez-Scantling. I mean, he's been pretty consistent over the last 5 weeks. The problem with Sammy Watkins is if he's out again, that's the Monday night game. You don't have anybody to put in his spot. So I would say don't even chance it, especially given his injury history.
414-799-1250. We'll go right back out to the phones again. Jim in Greendale, you're next up on the fan.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Non-PPR, I need one of these three. Funchess, Tyler Boyd, or Trey Burton?
Boyd or Trey Burton. I don't like Boyd just because he's going up against Jimmy Smith, and I know he hasn't been great lately, but I would go back to Funchess. The pass defense for Detroit is not very good, and I think he gets a score in this one, probably like six catches for 60 or 70 yards, but gets into the end zone. So out of those three, I would go Funchess just based on matchups.
Let's go over to Twitter at 105.7FM, the fan. You can use the hashtag AskKevin. Mike tweets, half point PPR, pick one, Tyler Lockett, Doug Baldwin, or John Brown.
I do like Baldwin this week. I think tonight, you know, he said this week that he finally woke up and his knee didn't hurt for the first time all season. That being said, Tyler Lockett has been a consistent touchdown machine. I think you go with Tyler Lockett out of those three.
Also on Twitter, Chris, he says, I need a flyer for my PBR running back too. He's got Bibbs, Adams, Allen are top available, but I'm also considering Rashad Penny.
I would go with Rashad Penny out of all of them. And that Philadelphia backfield is a mess. Josh Adams is the most talented guy. He's probably going to get the most touches. Hate the matchup, though. New Orleans, terrible against the pass, outstanding against the run. So I would say no to Adams, no to Bibbs. And as I said, roll the dice with Rashad Penny. Carson will start, but Penny's going to get some, should get some carries tonight.
414-799-1250. Back out to the phones. Jim in Menominee Falls, you're next up on the fan. What's your question for Kevin Payne?
I need two out of three. Tyler Boyd, Amari Cooper, or Kenny Galladay?
Yeah, as I already said, love Kenny Galladay. Go with him. And I'm going to say go with Amari Cooper. Again, I don't love the matchup for Tyler Boyd against Jimmy Smith. And Cooper, look, they're making a concerted effort to get him the ball, especially in the red zone. He's getting plenty of targets, and Atlanta is a terrible defense. So go ahead and sit Boyd out of those three.
Over to Twitter again, Mike tweets at 105.7FM, the fan. I might be breaking rules here with what you guys do, but he does have two questions, but they're quick ones. He's got Carolina or the Bears defense, and he also has a kicker question, Crosby or Prater?
Kicker questions I love. Kickers are just tough to tell. You want somebody typically that's indoors and at home. So I'm going to say go ahead and sit Crosby out of those two. And then between Carolina and the Bears, I think you almost always go with the Bears. Just there's so much upside. They get sacks. They get turnovers. So I'm going to say go with the Bears over Carolina. Just think about how that Carolina defense looked against Pittsburgh. They weren't able to stop them at all. So go Bears and Prater.
Over to Elm Grove. William is listening. William, you're on the fan. Good morning.
Morning. I need two out of these four in a 0 point PPR. I need Juju Smith, Lockett, Emmanuel Sanders, or Cortland Sutton. Two out of those four.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of questions, Sanders or Sutton. It's always going to be Sanders. There's going to be weeks where Sutton might outproduce him, but you always go with Emmanuel Sanders over Sutton. But I think out of all of those guys, Chargers aren't a great matchup, especially on the road. I'm going to say again, go with Lockett, who's been a touchdown machine. And each and every week, I think at this point, Juju is more or less matchup proof in this matchup. You're probably going to see Ramsey on Antonio Brown, leaving softer coverage for Juju to work. So Juju and Lockett, with Sanders being a close third after those two.
Back over to Twitter at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Brad tweets, Mitch Trubisky or Andrew Luck?
I know Trubisky's been fantastic, but I would sit him. Minnesota has been much, much better on defense lately. And look, Andrew Luck, I think it's up to 5 or 6 straight games of 300 yards or more passing. Go with Andrew Luck over Mitch Trubisky this week.
Let's go over to email. You can email us at live at 1057fmthefan.com. This one's from Jason. He says, I need to start one of these 3 running backs in a PPR league: Joe Mixon, Chris Carson, or Kerryon Johnson?
Kerryon for sure. Then it just comes up to, you know, do you trust that Carson's all the way back and going to get a lot of touches tonight? I don't think so. I don't love the matchup for Mixon going into Baltimore, but we know the volume's going to be there. I can't say that I'm certain about the volume for Carson tonight. So Carson is going to be the guy I sit out of those three.
Okay, now Josh also emails us. He says Chris Carson or Doug Martin in a PPR league.
Out of those guys, I would roll the dice with Carson over Doug Martin. I'm just not a big Doug Martin fan. I don't know why the Raiders have him out there over Jalen Richard. I think Richard's the more talented guy. So just for this matchup, and we know that Seattle loves to run the ball a lot, I would go Carson over Martin.
414-799-1250. Still a couple of minutes to get your fantasy football questions in with Kevin Payne of rotowire.com. Let's go back out to the phones. Rick and McGuanago, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I need 2 out of 3. It's a PPR and 1 point PPR. I need, I got Emmanuel Sanders, Tyler Boyd, and Chris Carson.
Okay, so I would play Sanders for sure, and then it comes down to Boyd or Carson. Because it's PPR, I'm going to go with Boyd out of those two, between him and Carson. Again, I think Carson doesn't have an injury designation. He's going to start tonight. I just wonder if he re-injures himself or if they limit him, just given the fact how good Rashad Penny ran last week and that Mike Davis is still in the mix as well.
Running back question for Brian in Brookfield. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Kevin, I need 2 out of 4, and it's a half-point PPR league. T.J. Yeldon, Gio Bernard, Capri Bibbs, or Latavius Murray?
Murray for sure, because he still gets touches, even though Cook is all the way back. And then you need one more? If you need one
that?
More after that, did you need one more after Murray?
I need two. Murray, Capri, T.J.,
yeah, half-point PPR, I'm not thrilled with those three. Tough call, but I'm going to say if I had to go with one of those three, I would say just go with Yeldon because he still has that third down role for Jacksonville, even though Fournette's back.
Here's a conundrum on Twitter from Jason. He needs to sit one of these 4 in a PPR league. He's got Hopkins, Diggs, Robert Woods, or Aaron Jones.
Gosh. If I've got to, Diggs, just because of the matchup with the Bears and the fact that he's kind of coming back from an injury, might have a little rust. That's a good problem to have. DeAndre Hopkins, I don't care who he's playing, 2000 Ravens, 85 Bears, you always have DeAndre Hopkins in your lineup.
Couple more here with Kevin Payne, 414-799-1250. TJ in Greenfield, good morning. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, it's a non-PPR receivers I need. Demaryius Thomas, Fitzgerald, or Woods? 2 of them.
Fitz or Woods? Definitely going Woods. If you've got a piece of the Kansas City or the Rams offense, you're using them this week for sure. As I said, the only guy I'm a little wary of was Sammy Watkins. So definitely go with Woods. And then it comes down to Fitz or Thomas. I'm going to say go with Fitz. He's home. It's a great matchup against Oakland, who's basically quit. And Thomas is still getting up to speed with that playbook there. So go with Fitz and Woods out of those three.
All right, one more, and then we got to move on. I apologize if we had to cut you guys short, but don't worry. We'll have Paul Charchian on the Bill Michaels Show later on at 12:30. How about Jason in South Milwaukee? Jason, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Wide receiver PPR league. I need two out of these five. Mike Evans, Anthony Miller, Calvin Ridley, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Tyler Lockett. I need two.
Need two. Okay. Definitely go with Mike Evans. Good matchup against New York. I know he's been a little bit up and down, but still, I think you go with him more weeks than not. And then out of the other three, man, it's either, I would stick with Lockett. I mean, he finds the end zone, it seems like, almost every single week. I know Anthony Miller's been good, but as I said, Vikings defense has been better. Ridley's right there as well, but I'm going to say at the end of the day, go back and look at the game logs. I would stick with Lockett. Lockett and Evans.
He is Kevin Payne from RotoWire.com, our fantasy football expert. Kevin, what else can they find at RotoWire.com?
Yeah, we got everything. We got fantasy hoops, fantasy hockey. We're even starting some stuff next year for baseball already as well. So RotoWire.com/trial to sign up for your free 10-day trial. If we didn't get to your question, hit me up on Twitter. I'll get to it before kickoff tonight, at KC Payne, PAYNE26. Just make sure you follow me so I can DM you back a response.
Hit them up on Twitter. That is where to go. Kevin, thank you so much as always, and good talking with you.
Yep, good talking to you, Joe. Have a good day.